Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am so excited to talk about Ron Peluso, who's the artistic director of the History Theater. He is retiring after 27 of his years. Now, when the History Theater announced this, some people were surprised and others were not. In fact, he is to retire as artistic director effective on January 1st of 2023. Now, during his 27-year tenure, Peluso has been a champion of untold stories of Minnesotans from diverse communities and an unequivocal supporter of writers at all ages of their careers, whether they be emerging or well-established. And he is joining us right now. How are you, Ron?
I'm good, Sherilyn. Thank you.
What does it feel like to hear that being read back to you?
I was thinking, who wrote that? Our good PR team put that together, apparently.
That they did a good job, by the way. Okay, let's just jump right into this, because first of all, I was saddened to hear that this was going to be it for you after 27 years, that you are retiring as of January 1st of next year. But what shows would you say moved you to keep doing what you were doing? Because you have had such unique and unusual stories, and these stories are about Minnesotans.
Well, you know, Geraldine, you know, I knew you were going to ask something like that, but you know, 27 years ago, the first thing I did, well, first three commissions that I arranged for was Phil Jones telling the story of the Brotherhood, the union organizing of Pullman Porters here in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was Beth Gilliland's story about a St. Paul woman who joined the Union Army disguised as a man called Civil Ceremony. And then the last one was your brother, J.D. Steele. We'd collected stories from high school students around the Twin Cities, and he wrote this piece called Inner City Opera.
I remember and, it. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's wonderful.
And, yeah, those are some of my fond memories, just starting brand new, because I got the job in March of 95, and we had a season, you know, 10 months later. And so we threw these shows together really quickly, and it was exciting times in those days, for sure, to say the least.
Well, tell me who Ron Peluso was when you first became an artistic director of the History Theater.
Well, that's a interesting question. I finished my master's degree, MFA, in directing at the University of Minnesota, and I talked Jack Ruhler into letting me work over at Mixed Blood. And he hired me as a stage manager, and I was horrible. I was just a terrible stage manager, because I wanted to be a director, and those were two different mindsets for sure. But Jack gave me a chance to direct at Mixed Blood and gave me my professional start over there. And I think, you know, essentially I took a lot of that Mixed Blood philosophy and brought it to History Theater.
That's amazing. I hope Jack is listening right now, but that really is amazing. Also, when they announced that you were retiring, it says that under Peluso's artistic leadership, History Theater has entertained audiences while bringing to light stories about people and events that celebrate Minnesota's history. Now, you talked about that for a moment already. However, has there ever been a piece that you wanted to do and the family said no?
You know, I don't think there's ever been a case like that. If there are family members around, we usually we usually connect with them. And their first response is, wow, this is really great. And then they get scared. And then they kind of watch maybe a rehearsal with their hands over their eyes and peeking through their fingers. And then eventually their hands go down and there's a big smile that happens. So, I mean, the goal is always to honor the lives of the subjects that we have for the most part. I mean, there's always the, you know, story of Glenn Sheen, and there's, you know, Alvin Creepy Carpus and Ma Barker and the gang that we talk about. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you know, we try to honor the lives of people who've made a difference in our cities and in our state and in our region.
So true. There have been many theaters that are where the artistic directors are retiring. We've been noticing this for the last, what, year and a half, 2 years? And so I'm just curious to know, you know, did you make the decision because you knew at this certain age you were going to retire? You had decided this with your family, with your wife, and you just said, hey, I'm going to retire by this particular age. Or did you just say, you know what, I think I'm done?
Well, I think there's been a lot of change going on in the theater world and in the country. But I am 71, and, you know.
And you look good.
I still ride my bike and shoot a three-point shot from NBA land and sometimes make it. So I've got some time ahead of me, and it's important, I think, the last decade or two that I, you know, turn over the keys to another great artist, and they should take the history theater in a direction that is good for the 21st century. So I'm content with it all.
And, well, I hope, sir, forgive me for interrupting you, but I really hope that you will celebrate this time that you're letting go, right? So are you having a big retirement party, or are you just kind of going quietly into that night?
So I think my board of directors and our staff aren't going to let me go quietly. So I think they've already got plans for me to show up at dinners and stuff. So, I don't know what the future actually brings for me, but right now I'm just busy trying to keep the ship floating during the craziness of COVID. And we had a near sold out show this afternoon, and we had two wonderful understudies jumping into the Runestone Rock musical that has one more week to go. Can we get there? You know? So it's that kind of stress that some younger person should have, you know.
Well, I'm sure that they're going to make a great decision. In fact, the board of directors have established a search committee and will be engaging an outside search firm to assist in a national search for the next artistic director of the History Theater. My goodness, what a goal to reach. And I can imagine how challenging that could be. Are you going to weigh in at all? Are they going to sit down with you and go, okay, here's this one person and we like this person. Can you tell us what you're thinking about it? Or are you completely away from that whole idea of interfering?
Well, I think it's best that I stay out of the picture and let the board of directors, who are, you know, I have to say, for 27 years, I've had a wonderful group of community advocates, our board of directors, who've just been there so dedicated to the mission. And I think they understand the mission, and I think it's their responsibility to, you know, make the selection for the next AD. So I'll stick out of it. They may ask me my advice on occasion, and that's fine. But it's a, you know, History Theater belongs to the community, and we have a good and diverse board, and we should be able to make a good decision.
Well, the theater is one of the country's most impressive new play development homes, bringing to full production new work by Jeffrey Hatcher, Melanie Marnick, Harrison David Rivers, Jessica Wong, and Kim Hines. We could go on and on. And how many people, you know, kind of served under your tutelage, and you helped bring those stories to light. So I just want to tell you, thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you so much for all that you've done at the History Theater. There were stories told that many of us didn't know anything about. and you brought them to light. So I thank you for that. If there was a song that I would sing to you, it would be, "You Raise Me Up So I Can Stand on Mountains." And there are many of us that would agree with that song. So just know we love you. Oh my God, I can't believe January 1st is not far away. And we'll be talking about you a lot more even after January. So stay tuned. I'm not going to let you go that easy, okay?
But there, over the years, it's always been a treat to come on your show and talk about the new work that we're doing. And you've been a big fan and supporter, and you know, we love you back. So thank you for those lovely and kind words.
It's a pleasure, sir. Take care. Please take care.
All right. You take care. That's... Talk to you soon.
Okay. That is Ron Peluso. If you don't know him, you don't love him. If you don't know who he truly is, let me tell you, we do love him. And he has given an opportunity to so many of us that are actors. And I would not call myself an actor, but many people I know and love are. And he is retiring as of January 1st of 2023. Can't wait to see what route the History Theater will take next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.